Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think my favorite comment today came from Dolores in Hamburg. You know, Tom, what you talk about is so beneath you. There's nothing beneath me. Are you kidding me? Anyway, welcome to the show. It's 9 minutes after five at WBEN. Hey, thank you for being here, friends. I appreciate it. And with apologies to those who are on hold, please bear with me here. We have a lot of people who get off of work at five, and they're tuning in late, so they have no idea what the genesis of this whole show was. Was it Phil Collins? I don't know. Was it Peter Gabriel? I'm not sure. But way back in April of 2008, 13 years ago, I asked you guys, I said, you're a talk show host, you have a topic. What is your number one topic? You come on the air, you do a show on what? And here's what people said 13 and a half years ago, right? Hey, Tom, greetings from another Woodpecker Outpost. How about a show about I Wish My Neighbor? Folks could sound off about those pesky and strange folks that surround us. Here is another one, which is somewhat dated. Tom, here's my topic. I liked it better when Toronto was a Canadian city, Art Voice was an arts newspaper, Buffalo had a Republican Party, teachers could spank misbehaving kids, and gay wasn't fashionable. And 13 and a half years later, you're reading an article, and Marie says her wife, Amy, and it's just the way it is. What else here? Would you ever consider, this was actually a big one. Would you ever consider doing a show on the demise and slaughter of the English language? And I hate to say, especially in Buffalo, New York. If I have to hear one more person say, I seen him do it, or he don't bother me, I will scream. We have a beautiful language. Why can't we citizens learn to speak it? Maybe that is one good reason to go to college. Look, English cannot be mastered. It can be held at bay for a few minutes, like you're a lion tamer holding a chair. But eventually, the English language is a lion that will bite you and you will make an unforced error. It's impossible to speak it correctly 100% of the time. I try my best and I fail miserably. Okay, back from 2008, two topics I would suggest. If you had 1 month to live, what would you do? What vacation places would you never return to? Somebody else, what will it take for you to finally leave New York State and move somewhere else where you are not ripped off whenever a dollar appears in your hand? Would you support a legislative session whereas for a full year, no laws were permitted to be passed? All the legislature could do for the entire session was review existing laws and repeal the unnecessary ones. Tom, in the weeds here. Tom, how about a show discussing those annoying automated phone systems? Can you ever call and talk to a breathing person? How long do you stay on the line? And how many times have you screamed at the recorded voice out of frustration? Usually a utility company. The other idea, urban sprawl. Please make it stop. We've not heard about urban sprawl in a while. The Buffalo News used to be on a tear about urban. Well, I don't read it, so I guess I wouldn't know. Do they still talk about urban sprawl? All right. What else do we have here? These are from 13 years ago. I asked you guys to be talk show hosts and tell me what your first topic was. Lunch, do you buy or brown bag it? Tim Hortons, friend or foe? kids growing up fast or mimicking maturity. Here's one that is so outdated. It's remarkable. Tom, how's about marijuana legalization? Medical use. What about the benefits like tumor suppression, migraine relief, seizure suppression, overpopulation in prisons? Do you know someone in prison? Do you feel like they deserved it? Are they the only one who didn't deserve it just because you know them? Love you, sweetie. Wow. All right. A little love there from 13 years ago. Let's see here. Tom, how about the very, how about the varied types of cottage industries here in Western New York? I think you might be surprised by the large range of things people do that brings in extra income. I'm talking legal. How about does the average person really know the laws? Or does the average person really know what are constitutional rights? Or that some of those rights have been changed over time? And John Q. Public really has no idea of those changed laws as they read today? Just a thought. It's interesting because that was in 2008, well before NY Safe, well before mandatory vaccines for a vaccine, so-called, that just rolled off the production lines. Here's another one. And if you're just joining us, 13 and a half years ago, this is what you guys said you would do. These are things you guys said you would do as talk show topics if you were a talk show host. And I am asking you the same question today, but I'm giving you perspective of what people had on their minds 13 and a half years ago. I'm usually not this organized. Believe me, I don't remember the shows we did this week, so I'm glad I have these written down. I saved some emails. Tom, the phonies and the kiss-ups we work with and how to address them and let them know we are on to them. Everyone I talk to as of late complains about office politics and the excessive schmoozing and how to choose a good used vehicle. Here's another. Clean freaks. Boy, is this ever appropriate. Clean freaks, finely tuned machines or OCD with issues, in-laws, blessing or curse. Here's one. I like this. I would ask people how they define the American dream. Is it the same for everyone, or depending on your race, ethnicity, gender, and background, has your definition of the American dream changed as you have matured or as your circumstances have changed? For all of us as a nation, have our dreams gotten bigger or smaller? Travel. If money were no object and you could have up to a month off work, what would be your dream destination? Why? What would you do when you were there? And that's the time when we could actually travel without thinking about COVID. If I were a talk show host, all right, that one I didn't do before. Let me skip that one too. Sorry about this. Here's one. This is still good today. Excuse my cough. It's not a return of the Rona, I promise. How about a show on how people deal with conspiracy theorists in their lives, especially when you are related to them? Wow. Another one on the English language. I definitely have to set aside a whole show on this one, I'm afraid. Poorly spoken English and why. Examples, me and my friend as the subject of the sentence drives me crazy. Do cell phones get on your nerves? People who use them, are they rude? Why do I have to be privy to their conversations and business? That was something somebody wanted as a topic in April of 2008. The cell phone is so ubiquitous now, and it's so stealth now with our texting away. Why do so many young people, like checkout people at major grocery stores, have such sullen attitudes? Are they not learning simple social graces? And if not, why not? That's a great topic. I like this one too. What are you planning on doing with your economic stimulus check? Should that person on your street with the messy house put their check toward a John Deere and a new paint job? Or will they simply upgrade the couch and TV on their front patio? I wonder if they ever moved. All right, moving on. These are emails from 13 and a half years ago. People who listened to me then, I said, you're a talk show host. What topic do you come out of the gate doing as a topic? Let's see. Here's another great one. Rules and laws you broke as a teen that you've caught your own teen breaking and what you've done about it. great vacations. Where have you traveled to? And tell us what was great about the vacation. We've actually done that show a few times. Moving on. Some of these I stapled. Some of them I did not. Here, and this is one that is dated. This is one that is an anachronism. Check this out. I wish I had had my camera. Have you ever seen something extraordinary that you wish you could have taken a picture of? It could range from meeting someone famous, witnessing a crime, or even something that's unexplainable. Thanks for your time. Well, surprise, surprise, 13 and a half years later, we all carry around better cameras in our cell phones than all but the most professional of photographers had 13 years ago. And we have it 24/7. Let's see. Yo, Tomcat, why do we go to the movies? Limousine liberals who could care less about the cost of a gallon of gas are telling the rest of us to suck it up. They rally against new oil production and are all for more sex and more drugs. Maybe if we brought them down to our level, they might get a better look at the landscape. Got to be something else we can do besides watching movies. Folks, think about how your movie watching experiences have changed. I haven't been to a movie theater in years. I watch my movies on Netflix and Amazon or stuff that I stream from my phone onto my TV, documentaries and stuff, because I'm a total nerd. Okay, moving on. What would you do if you were a talk show host? Discussion of what the attraction is for people who are joining the area mega churches after leaving the Catholic churches, which is on a tremendous upswing. In the Pope's recent visit, he encouraged believers not to hide and keep private their faith. Maybe other churches do a better job of making you comfortable doing just that. If you had the power to change one law, which one would it be and how would you change it? This is really good stuff. That's a little long. I like short. Now, again, this one, consider these figures here from 13 and a half years ago. How do us working people, making between $25,000 living singly and $50,000 as a combined married income, survive today, especially if you have children at home? I think I would do something on computer stupidity, something I still have. It's a bad illness to have these days. Another subject would be the useless waste of vacant lots. They should be used for parking. Just two more emails from back in April of 2008. Hey, Tom, my two topics would be, number one, the extremely loud commercials on network and cable TV stations. I mute them. Disgusting. Seem to get louder and louder. An insult to our intelligence. Number two, I'm sick and tired with guys wearing baseball caps in restaurants. It's rude. Doesn't show respect for your dining partner. Says something about a guy's character. Girls, dump these clowns. Take it easy, Tom. Love your shows. I think you're the best talk show host. Aww. Tony Soprano straightened out the dude in the restaurant wearing the baseball cap, I think, for all time. They don't sell hot dogs here. They took the bleachers out 2 years ago. And finally, here's one that still is valid, if not more so today than it was. Why New York State sucks twice. Okay, so everything you just heard me talking about in the preceding 15 or whatever minutes, those are all emails you guys who were listening back in 2008 suggested you would do if you were a talk show host. So in 2021, 13 and a half years later, you are a talk show host. What would be your first topic or two? And I, you know, this is really, I gotta tell you, this is a little mind-blowing for me. The difference in your concerns now versus the difference in your concerns then. I mean, look, I know Tim Wenger inside and out. He's taking notes on this at home. I know this, all right? I'll be getting a text in about 30 seconds. Let's go to Aaron in Toronto. Thank you for holding through the extended but necessary soliloquy. You're on WBEN, Aaron.
You know what, Tom? While I was sitting on hold, I called in with one question, but I've been pondering another, and I'd like to hear your opinion. Who would win in a fight between a polar bear and a gorilla?
Whoa. Let me just think about this. The gorilla would have, I think, better mobility and probably would be able to maintain a better fighting stance. The polar bear, however, one good bite. Wow. You know what? I'm going to tell you, I think it depends on the makeup of, I think it could go either way. It's 50-50.
And I think environment plays a role too, right? Like, are we fighting in the north or in the jungle?
Well, this is true. I mean, there is such a thing as home field advantage and the 12th man.
You know what's crazy is we can joke about this hypothetical, but like 300 years ago, there would have been some king like, let's do it.
Yeah, well, yeah, bear baiting has kind of gone out of style. PETA tends to frown on it. But I mean, the bush babies in the trees, like one of the smallest primates, they'd be rooting for the gorilla. The penguins wouldn't even be rooting for the polar bear.
I think it'd be a great Disney flick, Tom, the way you're laying it out. But no, jokes aside,
Okay, just so you know, that's the question of anything that's come up today. That's the one that's going to keep me awake at night.
I'm glad I could pose it.
Yeah, thanks.
No, I would say, like, most recently, Dave Chappelle came out with a special that, in my opinion, was a real, like, when you talk about Pink Floyd as a musician, I think of what he just did is almost like that album, The Wall. It's not about the single song. You know, Comfortably Numb is a great song, but in context amongst every other song in there, it means so much more. And I think Dave did an amazing job as an artist in what he has most recently done. However, we see so much disdain and so much criticism. And there's a lot of self-deprecation, I find, from Americans. And my question, I guess, to listeners would be, if not America, where would you rather be?
That is a great question. The other way to look at that is this way. If America sucks so bad for people of color, why are people of color lining up at our southern border to get into the United States? Now, as far as the where would you rather be, there is a growing number of Americans who are choosing to retire not in the United States. They're going to Belize. They're going to Panama. They're going to Portugal. They're going to Germany, although I don't know why. They're going elsewhere. Even Vietnam actually has become a haven for American expats. So there are a lot of retirees who have decided they get a bigger bang for their retirement buck elsewhere than the United States. Like the Philippines, you can live like a king for $3,000 a month.
Yeah, that's true, Tom, but that's because you have the wealth built in the American system that you choose to move there with it. If you tried to build what you have as a beginner and build it up in Vietnam or Belize or any of these places, which you're right, like the cost of living, my friend right now is living in Thailand for $200 a month in a beautiful place, but it's because he's built his wealth in other, you know, societies, and capitalism allows for that thrive. You can't say that I'm going to be born and become what I retire as in Belize. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if you're born in Belize, you might be making pots. I mean, you're born into things.
Well, and that's the difference, is that it's very easy to build a wealth in the capitalism and freedom of America.
I'd say I don't think it is easy. I think, you know what, to be very frank with you, I think luck plays a huge role in people's success or lack thereof. And whether you are living in a communist country or a capitalist country, one truism throughout history is the cream always rises to the top. You will always have those people who are smarter and more innovative and more useful than anybody else. And as long as they don't end up tied up to a firing squad post, they've got a chance of success. I would like to discuss this further, Aaron, because you've hit on something very interesting. Not, of course, that I've ever researched retiring to any of the places I mentioned. Just saying.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So this whole thing is, during the show today, music and lyrics have come up. And, like, does anybody really know the secret of great songwriting? Now, Comfortably Numb is just a phenomenally, lyrically impactful song. Gilmore's vocals are so perfect. And I hate to say it, Roger Waters are as well, as they split the lead in that. But it's just a great song. Great song. And the keyboards... good God. I mean, it just doesn't get better. That's like, I think in 500 years, people will listen to Dark Side of the Moon the same way we listen to Mozart today. I don't think Tom Hulce will be playing David Gilmour, but there's always a chance. He hasn't been doing much lately. Okay, so welcome. It is 5:41 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So if you're just joining us, welcome to the show. And I'm not going to go over the list again because that would be overkill. But we're talking about, well, okay, I read the first part of this hour, and as we started off the show, emails that people sent me 13 and a half years ago. If I was a talk show host, here are the topics I would do. And I've asked you the same question today. If you were a talk show host, what would you do today in 2021? Okay, Tim Wenger gives you the call. You're on the bench. Okay. I get knocked out. We all get knocked out. It's your chance to shine. You want to have a great show. Where your passion is, where your feeling is. And I want to know from you, you are a talk show host. What is your topic? What do you start your talk show career with today in 2021? And the answers we've gotten today are so much different than we got back in 2008. This is like opening, wasn't that like opening up a time capsule? I can't believe that I haven't gotten one phone call or email from anybody who said, I sent you that email, Tom. I sent you that. Yeah. All right, let's go back to Aaron in Toronto on WBEN, whose topic was, if not America, where? And we ended our conversation, as I recall, by my making the argument that no matter where you are, the cream always rises to the top, whether it's the United States or China.
If I could use your same parable there, I would say that there's an old saying I heard where two mice are dropped into a puddle of cream and one sinks to the bottom, whereas the other kicks so hard that it churns the cream into butter and is able to rise to the top. That's only able to happen in capitalism. So, yeah, some people are privileged to circumstance. That's true. But to say say that you have a same ability to excel through life, no matter what you put into it, in both systems of, you know, economics, that's not true, Tom.
No, I disagree. I think a lot of success or lack of success depends on luck. Not how hard you work, but how smart you work. What you see, how innovative you are.
That's not luck, though, Tom. Like, if somebody who's innovative or able to adapt or assimilate, whatever, to work with what the circumstances they're dealt with, that's not luck. Luck is someone like Bon Jovi's son or Joseph Stalin's son. You know, like, these are...
No, that wasn't luck. The guy was a hopeless alcoholic, and the other one was shot.
I'm not saying who they became. I'm just saying the circumstances they were born into. You know, when we're talking about the concept...
Well, the British royal family. But no, I'm sorry. This would be a great topic. When you think of your success or failure in life, okay? Because I know a lot more people who have failed than have succeeded. And doesn't mean they didn't work hard. Doesn't mean they weren't smart. Some people got lucky. Some people didn't. Let me just give you an example of luck. Some people back in the 1980s driving through Ellicottville said, I see potential here. I'm going to buy a place for the weekend in Ellicottville. They had no way of knowing that in 2021 they could turn it around and make a $1 million profit. That's luck.
I would say that it's not necessarily just luck. Like, blind man's luck to me is, like I say, being born into a circumstance. Like, someone who's born into, like you brought up, the royal family. But there's a lot that comes with that. When I bring up, like, a rock star's, you know, fathom, it's like Rod Stewart just had a kid at the age of, like, 74. That kid's lucky. Yeah, he's not going to have a father figure, but he's going to have all the money in the world, and he's going to be able to do whatever the hell he wants because money brings power and opportunity with it. So he's lucky based on those circumstances.
Okay, let me ask, I don't want to get too deep here, or maybe I do, but is it really lucky when you are born into a certain lifestyle? Because how many times have we seen the spawn of very successful, noteworthy figures basically wither in the shadow of previous family greatness? For example, Winston Churchill's son Randolph, a dismal failure. He had every single, as you say, lucky advantage by birth, but the guy was a boorish alcoholic who died young.
Most recently, we can look at Hunter Biden, right? Hunter Biden, born with all the privilege in the world, and look what he is.
Right. So I'm trying to figure out, like, as far as luck in life, I honestly believe that a lot of somebody's individual success or failure depends on luck. It depends on being in the right place at the right time and the right circumstances. Let me give you an example. I would not be sitting here today if a chain of circumstances did not result in my working at a radio station where a legendary talk show host went to another station, causing and creating an opening for a talk show host at the old radio station. And at the age of 19, I started doing talk radio for a living. It was luck. I'd like to think it was all me, but it was luck. It wasn't skill. Certainly wasn't skill. It was luck more than anything else.
Your sustainability is your skill, Tom. You took the circumstances you were given and you did something with them. Not everyone would do that. And here's the thing. If we take it back to the beginning question, if the polar bear beat the gorilla, would it be because he was lucky?
In that example, it might be. But again, if we're considering equal stature, equal size, we got into home field advantage earlier. It's an unanswerable question. I personally would not want to watch a polar bear and a lowland gorilla or diamondback go at each other. But I don't think you can ever underestimate the importance of random chance luck.
I can appreciate what you're saying, but like I say, Tom, it's what you do with that once it's been dealt to you. Like, anybody can get a good hand. How do you play it? Go ahead.
No, I'm thinking out loud. It can go a lot of ways. When I look back, there are so many purges I escaped. It's amazing, and that was luck. I'd like to think it was skill, but it was luck.
I think you're selling yourself short, Tom.
No, I'm being a realist. I'm totally being a realist.
But that comes to the same thing that I was saying about self-deprecation of Americans. Like, what would you rather be? Like, take credit for what you are. Be proud of what you are. Be grateful for what you are. Know that what you come from has lent to who you are. Like, you are so many great things. The lady before me, I was listening to it. I don't want to lend to your grandeur. Like the lady was, you know, complimenting you to a level of admiration I can't even, you know, express right now. You are so many great things, Tom, and it's not because you're lucky.
No, and honest, look, I got to tell you, I have to disagree. An honest assessment of my life, if some teenager said, you know, thought I was successful and said, what do you attribute, what was your biggest single factor, I would say luck.
I would say it's skill set as well as your recognizing of circumstance and ability to apply yourself to the situation. You have utilized your abilities and applied them accordingly.
Right, but I've also seen people who started after I did go on to multi millions of dollars. And I think they're very good, but I don't think they're... I mean, you get to a certain point as a performer, and it's useless to say, well, he's better than she is, or she's better. There's a certain standard of performance that is just... It's a question of the preference of the audience, and again, the luck of making the right connections to syndicate or whatever. But I think it's a great topic. We got to address this at a future time. I thank you very much for the call.
Thank you, Tom.
Seriously, luck, 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 luck. I said luck. I want to do that luck topic. That intrigues me. You know, a long time ago, a radio station owned by what is now this company, put out an album of local songs, the best of Western New York or whatever. And there are some songs there that should have been national hits. They weren't. Why not? Why did they not become national hits? Okay, let's go to Megan in Erie County. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, my dear.
Hello. Are you having a nice day?
It's a beautiful day, except for the weather. I can hear your windshield wipers.
Oh, my blinker in my car.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
You're a talk show host now.
I know, it's quite interesting. So my topic would be dog ownership and responsibility. And I feel like that can branch off into like several different avenues. But as far as like people researching the type of dog that they're getting before they get the dog and it matching their personality and what they actually do on a day-to-day basis and what they expect their dog to do with them.
Are you a breeder by any chance?
No, I'm not actually.
What makes, I'm curious because as a radio talk show host, you will find that people's pets are an emotional trigger and you can always do a show on people's pets. Why is the idea of choosing the right breed for your personality the topic with which you would launch your talk radio career?
I think because I have a German Shepherd, and I think a lot of times people just pick a dog because, oh, it looks pretty, or, oh, it's a big dog, or, oh, I want to put it in my purse. And people don't research, you know, what the breed actually was bred for and what it can do and what it should do. And I feel like that's a big reason why a lot of dogs end up, you know, back in kennels or, you know, in, like, euthanasia lines. Like, say someone gets a German Shepherd and they're a working breed and they just want it to sit on the couch with them. Like, that's not what that dog was bred to do, and they have all of this energy. Or say like a Blue Heeler, you know, and they're a herding dog and they have kids and they don't train it and give it a job, you know, all of a sudden then it's like nipping their kids' feet and that's not what they want.
Wow, that's a great topic. Holy cow. And we all know the Chihuahua's job is to sell tacos.
Exactly.
Right.
But I don't know. I think in that aspect of things, like people really taking the time to like research the type of dog, you know, like if you're a lazy person and sit on the couch all day, then you probably should get like a bulldog, you know, like they're not a very active dog in general, typically. But I guess also it stems off of, you know, people being responsible owners when it comes to actually training their dogs and knowing like if their dog is dog friendly or not, and not expecting it to have to interact and socialize with every dog and every person that it comes across.
And if you want a dog that is always happy to see you, get a Cabochon.
What's that?
If you want a dog that's always happy to see you and makes you feel very important, get a Cabochon.
Ah. Okay.
They're extremely friendly dogs. I thank you, Megan, for the call. I appreciate that. I might actually steal that. Because I know one German Shepherd, Kimber, belongs to a buddy of mine from Nerds and Yacht Father. And I love going over to his place because Kimber's thing is this rubber spinning disc. If I say Frisbee, is that copyright? It's a rubber spinning disc. And Kimber loves chasing that thing. And a very, very good dog. And they brought a kitten into the house. And Kimber loves the kitten. So there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.